an answer. But now, yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
Dave Schultz and Sports Chat are back.
I'm back, baby! I'm back!
One change, though.
I'm sorry, that deal's now off the table.
What?
We live in a different world than we did just 30 seconds ago.
Instead of waking you up, he's taking you home from work.
Hey, Dad, you want to have a catch?
I'd like that.
Talking Cajuns, Tigers, Saints, all of it.
I am the father.
Buckle up, Acadiana.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! It's time for Sports Chat with Dave Schultz on 103.3 The GOAT.
Oh, hi, I'm Hollywood Steve. You caught me relaxing in my music nook. From 1976 to 1984, the radio airwaves were dominated by really smooth music, also known as yacht rock. These yacht rockers docked a remarkable fleet of number one hits, and every song has a story behind it. Let me tell you one.
Wednesday afternoon sports chat. Dave Schultz, Lyndon Burton. Lyndon doing me a solid yesterday. I had car key issues, and he does a great job giving me a ride home. And then he decides, you know what? I want to host the show, and almost runs me over.
No.
I get out of the
car.
Oh
my gosh!
I get out of the car, and all of a sudden, it's he's about 2 or 3 inches from what it would be, the interior cruciate ligament, the ICL.
I tell him bye. He knows I have to get back to do the night show. I'm backing up, and he walks directly behind the car.
I may have done a 180 to go get the mail.
I was like, Dave, what are you doing? He's like, my bad. Come on, man.
Oops, let me go get the mail. Oops, let me need a new knee. All good. All right, great show for you today. Brian Holland from NBC 33 and Fox 44 in Baton Rouge will hop on, talk a little LSU. Some news coming out of Baton Rouge. Danny Reed, the voice of the Georgia Southern Eagles, hops on to talk a little Eagles football, I guess, is what they are. And, new quarterback, Clay Helton in his second year, what we can expect from them. Bill Bender from the Sporting News, maybe. I may have double booked 4 p.m. We'll see. It usually comes on at 4. We'll see. I haven't gotten a text message yet, but he's definitely got a notification on Twitter or X or whatever. So
just call it Twitter. Do not oblige Elon Musk by calling it
I'll
X.
Take down Elon Musk in the Roman Coliseum to keep calling it Twitter. and then Jeff Perlman is coming on. The author of Showtime, that the show Winning Time is based on. And we'll see how many more seasons there's going to be because,
Yeah, that's definitely one of the questions I want to know. Are we doing 3 rings next?
Because You remember last year? You remember the first season?
Yeah.
What was the opening scene? You remember the opening scene?
It was talking about the dynasty. Oh, no. It was Magic's AIDS issue.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And that's basically where it probably ended. I had just graduated college. So, it probably has to be before that, maybe when Riley leaves or up until Magic is diagnosed with AIDS. By the way, that was a conspiracy theory a friend of mine had back in the day.
Mm.
He never had AIDS.
A lot of people think that.
Yeah. Not Ray Charles. Stevie Wonder isn't blind, and Magic Johnson never had AIDS.
Look, the Stevie Wonder blind thing, I've seen videos of him doing stuff that a blind person shouldn't be able to do.
All right, 269-1077. 269-1077, and I'm starting to feel like a jinx over here. Lyndon, we've been talking for a couple of days. There hasn't been any major injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Right? These running backs are signing, but not really due to injury, right? The Jets signed Dalvin Cook. Ezekiel Elliott, was he in shape? Didn't you tell me he was fat?
I thought he was. That's what a lot of people said.
Couldn't really see it. He's wearing sweatpants and a jersey over his pads. Twitter,
over TikTok, everybody was like, Zeke is fat. And people posted pictures.
Right.
He looked chubby.
But those could be from any time.
They did have a watermark on one.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, okay. With the date.
All right.
Because somebody was like,
"Did you see video of him today? He didn't look that bad."
No, I didn't see anything today. But because somebody commented what you said of, "How do we know this is not from a year ago, 2 years ago?" And the guy was like, "Don't worry, I have a watermark version."
Okay, all right. He didn't look it. I'm not defending it because I'm a Patriots fan. Just saying, he signed it. He did not. You know, he's got a big beard, so you can't really see if he's fat in the face.
Mm, okay,
You know, but now Trayvon Burks got hurt, possibly. Russell Gage is out for the year, it appears, former LSU Tiger. And now we're getting fights in camp.
Oh, wow.
Because we're at the point, right, we're one game in, right? Everyone's played one game. I guess the Jets have played two.
Mm-hmm.
And the Browns have played two. But they're sick and tired of each other, right? It's been an incredibly hot summer. They're all hot under the collar, and I guess punches were thrown, Max Crosby and Cam Akers.
Mm.
That's probably not the wisest of all moves. Although,
Max Crosby seems like he's the type to do that type of stuff after watching quarterback, his beef with Patrick Mahomes.
Well,
seems like an aggressive type of player.
You can't play the audio, but see, if you can find it on Twitter, I'm not sure there's a piece of body that Max Crosby does not have a tattoo on. He's got so much, it looks like it's a sleeve across his entire body. His entire body is covered in tattoos.
Oh, yeah, it is.
All right.
Only thing that's not is his face and his head.
Give it a moment. He'll get that covered. and I don't know, and did you see Hard Knocks?
No, I didn't see that last night.
There was a fight probably between the Jets and, I guess the Panthers. Maybe it wasn't even the Panthers. Maybe it was just the Jets. And the wide receivers were putting their helmets on going into the fight.
Mm.
They were on the sidelines running in and wisely put their helmets on.
Okay.
But apparently we had some fists that, you know, if the helmet's not on, you know, you could do some damage.
Some major damage, yeah.
And then I think we can play this. I don't think I heard any swearing. Can you find, it's out there, Deion Sanders yelling at his team?
Let's see.
So Colorado, of all places, right? They're only about 2 weeks in instead of three like NFL. And obviously they're trying to change things. And
tell him he better be there for backup if they get in the fight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And maybe you need to listen to it first.
Yeah,
I heard it, but I didn't think I did not. I don't think I heard any swearing. All right. So, well, they can hear that now.
They can't hear anything I'm doing right now. I'm listening for you.
Yeah, but if it's on that speaker, then they can hear it.
No. It's in queue. I promise you, they can't hear anything. I'll turn. It's not on program.
But if it's in that speaker coming out and I can hear it.
I got you. I'll turn it off.
And so, you know, these Colorado kids don't know each other, right? More than probably half the team left. So these guys don't have any loyalty to anybody. And Deion Sanders basically instructed his team, and it's not the first time I've heard something like this, like Belichick did it, right? Belichick would tell his crew, you know, go over there and celebrate with one of your teammates. You know, if you're, one of your teammates is down, go help him up, right? We are teammates out there. Of course, this is a situation where two teammates are going at it. All right. And so, again, I don't think he swore because he think he saw the camera. So this has got to be I don't know if it's staged or not for some reason, because it's a Colorado. It's obviously it's a Colorado team camera, because no way would you be able to get into that huddle of Deion yelling at the players. All right. Do you got it? I don't think they swore. All right. So it's very odd to hear that so blatantly. I don't think he swore, right?
Yeah, no, there's no swearing.
All right, so let's hear that.
I'm trying to get to the right spot. Give me 1 second, because there's swearing in the beginning, but he doesn't swear. Here we go. Deion Sanders, 103.3 to go.
I seen two of y'all walking off over there, and you got to keep teammate fighting. What they do to that?
Nowhere.
What do they do that at?
Not
nowhere.
Here.
In one fight, we all fight. You understand that?
No, sir.
I don't want to see y'all walking off when somebody's fight.
Yes, sir.
Never again.
Oh, yeah. Walk off.
So instead of breaking it up, he wants people to go run to the fight.
Yeah, I mean, look, y'all are teammates. If one person fight, I had a coach that was like that. I definitely had a coach that was like that. If one person fights, y'all fight.
All right, so on another basis, this is something that's coming up as well. Somebody that I know actually works for this company.
Okay.
And does the same show in Tuscaloosa. So it's not real surprising, the poll results here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Alabama's offense will be better in 2023 under the new offensive coordinator, Tommy Rees? Why or why not? 82%.
Yes.
Which, yes.
Duh. They're not voting against Bama.
18, no. So, among others, no Bryce Young and no Jahmyr Gibbs. And the Alabama offense is going to be better than it was last year?
Look, they're not going against their own.
I ain't buying that. That tells you, you know, you just can make things simple. Maybe they change it. Maybe they're more physical. Maybe, you know, they run the ball. Maybe they kind of turn themselves into, you know, Georgia and Michigan, kind of run it down your throat. Michigan and Georgia, maybe, you know, what was Alabama about 5-6 years ago? Even just a couple of years ago, right? They were kind of both, right? Najee Harris had like the quietest 30 touchdown season ever. And because of Mac Jones, Devontae Smith, and for half a season, Jalen Waddle. But I don't see it. That is incredible that we think Alabama's offense is going to be better in 2023. Better in 2023. Well, how many points? So he was down about 1,500 yards last year, comparably so. Alabama points per game, Alabama offensive stats, 2022. I mean, how many points do you think they scored a game? They're going to be better?
Yeah, I don't think so. No way.
Come on. That can't be. Again, I don't think they're going to be 7-5 this year. They'll beat most of their teams that they play because they have more talent than most of the teams. But I can't imagine that they are going to score more points. Their offense is going to be better. That just doesn't make, to me, it does not make any sense. And that's why, you know, for a long time I've been saying Alabama is going to lose a couple of ball games this year. A couple of them have them losing 3 ball games.
Mm-hmm.
But would that be all 3 at home? They're going to lose 3 times at home. That doesn't make sense either. Does it?
I got a
points per game. 41 points per game. Alabama's going to score more than 41 points a game this year? Okay. We'll see. We'll see if the defense is any better. They only gave up 18 points a game. I'm not buying that. I'm not buying it at all. All right, 269-1077, 269-1077. So that would be different when you want to compare it to like LSU's stats, right? Because we think the LSU offense is going to be better, mostly because of the experience coming back, starting with the quarterback. If we knew what Jalen Milroe or Ty Simpson was, and we don't 2 weeks into the 2 weeks into camp, as we've heard people say, it's going back and forth for 2 weeks now. But we got Jaden Daniels here, and Jaden Daniels is, you know, the second favorite to win the Heisman. Caleb Williams is +500. Jaden Daniels is +1,000.
Which I don't buy that.
You don't buy that.
I don't buy that he should be second. Yeah, and I don't think when it comes to the end of the season, I don't think he will be second. I think it'll be like Drake May. Just because, not that he's saying he won't win, I just don't know if he's a Heisman type of player.
Yeah, but he doesn't need. Here's the thing with that, right? Because back in the day, you know, 4 years ago, I picked, or 5 years ago, I guess technically 5 seasons ago, I picked LSU to win the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
Should have bet money on Joe Burrow to win the Heisman because one's not going to happen without the other. If you think Jaden Daniels and LSU is going to play in the SEC championship game, Lyndon, Jaden Daniels is going to have a good season.
True.
A good season, but I don't think he'll be, you know, I think it'll be a team effort. Whereas with the Joe Burrow team, it was clear, yes, Joe had great receivers.
He had a lot of help.
He had great receivers, but Joe was dicing people up. Like, that was his offense. He was getting the ball to them in tight windows, in deep balls, breaking down the play, moving on the run, and throwing it up. I think Jaden Daniels will do well in the pocket throwing from time to time, but I do think a lot of the stuff, his success is going to come on the ground. And maybe that might get him the Heisman because he'll have a lot of rushing yards. But in terms of dicing people up from the quarterback position, I just don't see that from Daniels, especially when a guy like Drake May, who is the only thing his team has, will be the reason why if they win, it's going to be on him. Whereas LSU has Harold Perkins, they have Mason Smith. That secondary is really strong. That defense is going to be good this year.
So how good do you think it's going to be? So if Alabama's giving up 18 points a game, mm-hmm. I'm trying to look at LSU here.
Which I don't see Alabama giving up 18 points a game, but I think...
I mean, that's not a lot of points these days.
Yeah.
That's less than three touchdowns a game. Some of those are against, you know, Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. I understand that. And they played ULM last year.
I got to say that LSU is... If Bama's at 18, I gotta say LSU's at 14 because I think they have
14.
I think they're a better defense than Bama. If that's where
they gave up 22.5 points a game last year. So they're gonna give up two touchdowns a game this year.
That's what I look.
Ole Miss.
That's where I think that defense is really good.
Alabama.
You could put it at 17. I'll put it one under Bama, but I think they have a better defense than Bama. But I also think 18 is egregious.
What's that?
I also think the 18 isn't a realistic number for Bama either, saying they're going to give up 18 points this year.
Well, they lost a lot of guys on defense.
Exactly.
They lost a lot of guys on defense. But they also may have more talent on defense this year. LSU scored 34.5 points a game last year. I think they can get closer to Alabama in that realm because I don't think Alabama's going to be scoring no 41 points a game this year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take a timeout. By the way, we'll talk to Brian Holland about that. From 33 and 44 in Baton Rouge. Also, you see like Dylan Cruz and Carson Rockefort are crushing it.
Doing well.
Crushing it. I think maybe one is in high A. Does Cruz go to double A? And
I'm not sure about that.
Carson may be in low A. But he's crushing it too. All right, Dave Schultz, Linda Burton, just getting started on a Wednesday afternoon. Yacht Rock edition of Sports Chat, 103.3. The GOAT.
Pardon us. Well, we butt in with a little common sense. 103.3, The GOAT. The greatest sports talk of all time.
Experienced shooters, it's time to treat yourself to an upgrade. Choose your next holster, concealment gear, and firearm accessories at Barney's and Karen Crew. Barney's team of former military and law enforcement professionals will show gun enthusiasts a selection of the best brands in the industry. You don't have to be a cop to shop at Barney's. Ready to protect yourself and not sure where to start? Barney's team of former military and law enforcement professionals are here to help first-time gun owners choose the right firearm and make sure you're comfortable. Visit Barney's and Karen Crew for holsters, tactical gear, clothing, and much more. You don't have to be a cop to shop at Barney's.
The Dell Technologies Back to School event is on with deals on top tech for class, hobbies, and more. Now, when you buy, you support a cause. With every eligible purchase, Dell will donate to UNICEF in support of GIGA, a UNICEF ITU global initiative to connect schools across the globe to the internet. Accidental damage protection included. Get rare deals on select laptops and desktops powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Save now at Dell.com/deals. UNICEF does not endorse any company, brand, product, or service.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Nelsons, it's cruising around their Montana ranch on a John Deere Gator XUV 835R. With 3,000 acres, there's plenty of work to do.
We're not afraid to jump in and help each other out.
That's how they've kept their ranch going for five generations.
It's all about efficiency.
Like teaching visitors to fly fish.
The whole joy with fly fishing is matching the hatch.
Run with us on a Gator XUV 835R and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Saturday, August 19th at the Varsity Theater, it's Vertical Horizon. It's a special red, rock, and blue concert to benefit Louisiana Military Charities. With special guests Betty Betty and Regeneration. Presented by Citizens Bank. Tickets on sale now at VarsityTheater.com or at the door while they last. Vertical Horizon, August 19th at the Varsity.
Thirsty for intelligent sports talk? Sounds like you need a little Gatorade. 103.3 The GOAT. The greatest sports talk of all time.
And a quick reminder, download the 103.3 GOAT app. Of course, it's free. And the best part is you'll always be able to hear the best sports talk in Acadiana, no matter where you are. Sports Chat, Inside the Huddle, and live Raging Cajun sports action. When you download the 103.3 GOAT app, you'll receive notifications on upcoming show guests, breaking news, and updated sports stories. So download the 103.3 GOAT app today and never be too far away from the best sports talk in Acadiana. Dave Schultz, Linda Burton. On a Wednesday afternoon sports chat. So, again, people are actually a little bit more sane in the comments in the poll question of a colleague in Tuscaloosa asking, is the Alabama offense going to be better under Tommy Reese? They say more efficient instead of letting Bryce handle it all. Not necessarily more points. So the comments seem to be better than the 82% thinking that they're going to be better without Bryce Young and Jahmyr Gibbs. I do not see it just yet. And it was even last year, Lennon, people were complaining about the offense. I'm like, the offense? They keep on scoring 40 points a game, the offense.
That's funny.
So, yeah. So yesterday was the second episode of the Jets at Hard Knocks, and we're hearing a lot of hype for the Jets.
Look. I told you, I number two team in that conference or in that division. I like them a lot. And the Bills, look, I think the Bills are the favorite, but I would keep the Jets on my radar.
You think they're off someone's radar?
Well, and I'm just in terms of taking that division over, I would just be, apprehensive and be ready.
Well, the problem is they may be like a mile wide and an inch deep. Is that the saying? They're pretty good on the surface. But boy, dig down a little bit, right? They got a lot of players. Aaron Rodgers, Mecole Hardman, Garrett Wilson. Sauce Gardner, Quinton Williams. Mm-hmm. They got a lot of good players. Offensive line is a struggle.
True.
Apparently, Max Mitchell, former Cajun, is having some issues.
Oh, dang.
As well. So, showing it on Hard Knocks, and he's absolutely right. Robert Saleh goes, look, the defense balled out yesterday, but the problem that we have is, our offense. We were a 7-10 team last year with a pretty good defense, but a mediocre offense. And we can have all the Hall of Fame coaches or all the Hall of Fame quarterbacks that we want or $10 million running backs and the NFL offensive rookie of the year, whatever it is. But if we can't block up front, none of that is going to matter. And this is what was practice. This wasn't a game. Then, watch it. I think it may have been Rich Cimini, who covers the Jets, on Twitter saying, if he was upset with the offensive line from yesterday, he's going to go back and look at the film. He ain't going to be too much happier about that today. So the Jets' offensive line has an issue. And if that becomes a situation, that could be a problem. I mean, they start off. Did I hear that today? They open with the Bills.
Ooh.
I mean, are we going to get a...
That's a big matchup.
R-E-L-A-X out of Aaron Rodgers after week one?
Possibly. Very, very possibly. And it's Monday Night Football. Bills-Jets, prime time. It's going to be in the face of everyone on national TV. I'm excited.
So, okay, let me see here. I got 1, 2, 3, 4. Their first four ball games. All right? Three of the four teams are perennial playoff teams. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bills at home. Win or loss?
I'm going to say it's a loss early in the season.
At the Cowboys?
Oh, win. I'm giving it to them.
Win?
Yeah, I'm giving it to them.
Patriots at home?
Win.
Win. Haven't beaten the Patriots in 7 years.
Look, it's time. New era.
All right. Chiefs.
Loss.
So they're 2-2.
2-2.
Beat the going out to the Broncos. That's actually the one game everyone wants to see now.
Dub.
Okay, so 3-2. Eagles.
Ooh, I'm going to say.
At home.
It's at home, though. I'm going to give the Eagles the benefit of the doubt. 3-3.
Giants. At the Giants.
Which is still kind of.
Well, it's the same home. Yeah, that's home. Yeah, that's home.
I'm going to give it to the Jets.
Okay, so that's 4-3.
Mm-hmm.
Chargers.
I'm gonna give it to the Jets because they're at home. Yeah,
5-3.
5-3.
At the Raiders,
6-3.
At the Bills,
I'm gonna say another loss. Bills beat them twice.
All right, so 6-4
because it's at the Bills.
All right, Dolphins at home.
I'm gonna take the Jets.
So now that's
7-4.
7-4.
Mm-hmm.
Falcons,
8-4.
Texans,
9-4.
At the Dolphins,
9-5. Because you know playing in Miami is always tricky.
Commanders,
10-5.
Browns. By the way, Deshaun Watson is not having a good game.
11-5.
And the Patriots at New England? Now remember, if they got the playoff spot wrapped up, they may not play.
Yeah, so let's just say 11-6 to be safe.
Okay, all right. But I think that's what what do we think their over-under is? I think that's what everybody thinks
what,
they're going
to
be.
I assume it's at 10.
Yeah, something like 8, 9.5.
Oh, yeah, see? Take the over.
Yeah, let's go to... Oh, so take the over. All right, let's go to break. We'll talk LSU with Brian Holland. Where does Brian Kelly think this team is most improved so far? All right, we'll come back. We'll see what the Jets over under is. Dave Schultz, Linda Burton on a Yacht Rock edition of Sports Chat 103.3. The GOAT.
Like a worn-out recording.
Thirsty for intelligent sports talk? Sounds like you need a little Gatorade. 103.3 The GOAT, the greatest sports talk of all time.
Here's Gary Jeremy from Jeremy's Floors.
From the time I was very, very young, I would come in sometimes, and back when there was only one phone line, and there were times where you might put a sign on the door, we'll be back in 10 minutes. But my most fond memory is when my first customer came in, Dad turned me loose, and I got to just visit with him. The biggest part is you just sit down, you talk to somebody, and you become a friend.
Celebrating 100 years in Acadiana. Geranies on Jefferson Boulevard and geranies.com.
Hi, this is Nikki Prather, Acadiana Market President for Capital One Bank. Speaking for the entire Capital One team, we're proud to support Town Square Media as the flagship home of the Raging Cajun Sports Network. We applaud the hard work and commitment of the players, coaches, faculty, staff, and of course, the fans who contribute to the excitement and tradition of success that is Louisiana Athletics. We wish the teams good luck through the season. It is Capital One's great pleasure to say, Go Raging Cajuns! Capital One Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now, No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go. Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If it wasn't for goats, we wouldn't have coffee. Look it up.
I want to get some coffee. You want some coffee?
No, thank you. I'm fine.
And the best sports talk in Acadiana. 103.3 The Goat.
Silly face, I'm going through. And just because I call.
All right, Dave Schultz, Lyndon Burton, 103.3 The Goat. The over-under for the Jets, I was kind of right. I said 9.5. You're taking the over. You're
take
going 11
over.
Wins
11
for the Jets.
11-6.
You know, again, there's a lot on TV with all the sports shows on. You know, we missed last night. We missed Justified.
I am like 2 weeks behind.
Yeah.
I'm going to catch up this weekend on all my shows.
All right. Let's talk to our next guest, NBC 33 and 44 in Baton Rouge. He is Brian, sports director Brian Holland. Brian, are you a Justified guy?
I have never seen Justified.
Oh.
What's the show about?
It's about a U.S. Marshal originally in Kentucky and getting the drug dealers out of there.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, it's a really good show.
Yeah, it sounds good. I may have to check it out.
This is a new episode. He's in Detroit taking down, I guess, a renegade gangster. So it's very good with, I'll get to the name of the guy who's a big star in it. I get him confused. All right, how is LSU camp going? I jinxed it for everybody. We didn't have any major injuries, and all of a sudden we had a couple today around pro and college football. How healthy is LSU?
Yeah, I think just about as healthy as you can expect. There's bumps and bruises, as Brian Kelly put it, here and there earlier today. But unfortunately, I think, you know, the headline probably out of LSU's camp is two guys that are missing some time, and one was, it basically happened during the media session earlier today. And so you got Mason Smith going down with an ankle injury. It's kind of concerning because all those are connected there. And you're talking about coming off an ACL and a complete reconstruction there in the knee. It's like, you can't have any non-strength there. You know, you can't have any weakness there when you're talking about the leg, because it all kind of connects. And then you had Denver Harris, who is apparently away on personal issues. I take from that wording what you will. He wasn't in the team photo, and I think that's what kind of set off the alarm bells for everyone. He's the transfer from Texas A&M after being, basically kicked out of the Aggies program after his freshman season. He played a little bit over there, so he has just a little bit of SEC experience. He's a former five-star, so you expected maybe he'd be in the mix there for a starting gig. But really, those are the... You know, other than that, and you got one of your corners, unfortunately, who's going to be out as well. But other than that, overall, pretty healthy when you talk about the game of football. And you look across the country and you see plenty of injuries happening as well.
All right, so I'm taking a tweet from somebody in Tuscaloosa. Do you think the Alabama offense is going to be better? I'll pose it to you. I don't think in that case it is, because new offensive coordinator, new players, you're replacing, you know, maybe the best quarterback and certainly the number one draft pick in the nation from last year. But in this case, LSU's offense should be better because you're bringing back Jaden Daniels.
I don't see a case that you can make that would be, you know, outside of the crimson colored glasses that they may have on over there. There's no evidence to back that up. I mean, could they? Yeah, sure. I mean, they could, you know. I mean, Auburn could win the West, but it just ain't likely. So all the evidence points to LSU having a pretty dynamic offense, even much better than last year as well.
So what would you say the offense, what are they trying to do? Are they trying to run the ball? What does Brian Kelly do? Because it was kind of a, I won't say a hodgepodge, but, you know, they fell behind FSU and had to pass it to come back and kind of got, you know, hammered by Tennessee. And then they slowly built momentum. They eked one out against Alabama. And then by the end of the season, you know, they couldn't be stopped.
Yeah, it starts and ends with the quarterback. And I think that's also kind of goes back to the last question, why Alabama, you know, shouldn't be expected to have a better offense than LSU's, because they're, you know, LSU's returning a Heisman contender. And I think Jaden Daniels throughout the season, and really you could make the case for his entire college career, and you look at the stats and some of the people that I've talked to behind the scenes, like, he's looking to find himself. And I think last year, after that Tennessee game, when they went to Florida, and you remember, so you get drubbed at Tennessee at home in front of the home fan.
Right.
You can't get anything going. You got your head coach yelling at you on the TV copy. You're saying, throw the dang ball. And then you go to Florida, and we didn't know how good, obviously, the quarterback at Florida was last year. He got picked, you know, obviously very high in the NFL draft. Lots of, you know, skills, and obviously he was kind of raw, but he had plenty of potential there, and he throws a bomb on the first series. So you just kind of go, well, I guess we're going to get blitzed again. Like, I get, you know, what's going on? And then from there, LSU absolutely completely ran away from the Gators. And really the rest of the schedule, Jaden found who he was. I've talked to his personal quarterbacks coach back in California, and he said, look, he told me the first day when he got to LSU, I'm changing this. I'm going back to this. I'm going to get back to the old me. So there was some indecision all along the way. And even there at Arizona State, you saw him run a lot under one, you know, regime over there. And then they wanted him to pass. And so he kind of had this back and forth. Now I think he's settled. And now I think he actually knows what he wants to do. And he is throwing the dang ball. And we talked to players yesterday about, what's going on? What does the defense see from the offense every single day? And they go, look, it's longer developing routes that they're really kind of starting to integrate into this offense. Jaden's back there. He knows he's now got two great bookends. He didn't know that against Florida State. Those were young, true freshman pups back there.
Right.
And especially against, you know, Verse from Florida State, the defensive end that's going to go probably in the top 10 in the NFL draft this year. It was a tough night. And he didn't trust what he saw even sometimes. So now he's not only trusting what he sees, but he's got some history and some buildup there that he has kind of built up from the film study that he's seen from last season, now a spring and now a fall camp. And they're going to drive the ball down the field because they've got enough wide receivers, enough dynamic playmakers certainly to do that. And you said, do they want to run the ball? Well, hey, they've got 8 scholarship running backs. So you choose one and, yeah, try and run the ball as well.
We're talking to Brian Holland, sports director, NBC 33 and Fox 44 in Baton Rouge. All right, so he actually had a very efficient season last year. 17 touchdowns in the air, 11 in the ground, but really, more importantly, only 3 interceptions. As frustrating as maybe some of the inconsistency was, he did not turn the ball over. If they're going to throw it more down the field and wait for more longer routes to develop, maybe, you know, there's more passing touchdowns, but obviously if you want him to throw the ball once in a while, it may get picked off.
Yeah, I would assume that. He talked about taking more risk and just, you know, trusting himself. So yeah, I think obviously with that comes more risk, but you also, you know, you probably give up a few less sacks and, you know, he's hard to hunt down back there, but you're going to get more touchdowns. You're going to get more yards. He was just under 3,000 yards last season, so I expect him to eclipse that pretty easily. I keep telling people, they ask me what the Florida State game is going to look like. Man, I've watched the wide receivers from LSU and I've watched the defensive backs from LSU kind of go at each other. I would say take the over because you talk about Johnny Wilson on the other side for Florida State. I don't know exactly who's going to win, or I haven't exactly made my decision just yet, but I think there's going to be some points scored in the opener.
Well, I feel like this is a no-lose situation for either team, right? Because even if you lose it, you can still make the playoffs in this situation because the other team is going to be a top-five squad, at least in the beginning.
You can, but I think if you're sitting there from Florida State's perspective, the risk is substantially less because, you know, let's say two wins basically disqualifies you from the playoffs, which it essentially does. Well, now you're just looking at what, Clemson left on your schedule? Like, how many other SEC-caliber schools are they going to face?
Right.
And so when you're looking at LSU's schedule, you know, aside from Army and a couple of the other layups, like, it's going to Ole Miss. When Ole Miss had you on the ropes to the first half last year, it's going to some of these scary places. What does Texas A&M look like with Connor Wegman? I mean, the SEC West every single season is the thickest division in all of sports. And so it's just you're going to take your lumps. So you hope maybe you get the win there. So if you do have to take, of course, you know, one of those speed bumps along the way, you're still in the conversation for the college football playoff.
Hey, there will be no Syracuse slander on this talk show. All right. They come in and take on the Seminoles. Watch out for my orange. All right.
Hey, Deuce Chestnut has looked good.
What's that?
How about Deuce Chestnut?
Has he looked good after he couldn't take the heat for a couple of days? Like, literally.
We're not going to blame him. He's from, what, New Jersey? I mean, come on. They don't see heat like that up there.
No, we do not have heat. Not like this. Although, has it cooled off in Baton Rouge today? Actually, today was a very nice day around here.
It was, yeah. I went and dropped my daughter off at school this morning, and I literally, like, I said, wow, like, out loud. I'm like, this feels nice. How about this? Maybe football weather is headed our way.
That's right. All right. I want to talk about what it's been like to cover LSU sports, you know, over the last year. One was a surprise and maybe one wasn't, right? So the football team has a roller coaster ride, ends with a bowl victory. The men's basketball team, not so great. And then the women's basketball team wins a national championship. That rolls. You got softball who hosted the Raging Cajuns. And then, you know, the baseball team, you know, was basically considered the best all season long, had a little, you know, dip towards the end, but made it and obviously won a national championship. And then, you know, like 3 weeks later is SEC Media Days. What's it been like covering LSU sports for the last calendar year?
Yeah, let's just say the wifey isn't extremely happy with the vacation situation for the summer. It kept getting pushed back and then long trips and then extended the College World Series trip. So, look, it's been fun. Like, we were in Dallas there for the Final Four, the national championship,
right,
and the amazing ride that was. And we were there in Omaha. You talked to Chess Boucher, Big Game Boucher. We were out there giving you team coverage there. I mean, and that's the thing, is like, it had such a weird feel, especially to the women's side. It's like, even when we got there, I don't think that there was even still just like, oh, we're definitely going to the championship game and we're definitely winning it. Because you had South Carolina on the other side.
That's right.
And we know how that turned out in the regular season. So I think it was just such an improbable run. And then it was like, oh, they went down. And you go, wait, this could happen. You know, so it felt like that all season, like, oh, we haven't played anyone. You know, people kept saying, Kim Mulkey, you know, obviously kind of set the schedule because she didn't know what kind of team she had going in. And look, I understand that, is that thinking. It's very, very smart on her part. But fans, I don't even think really even knew, even the ones that went to Dallas, didn't really even know if this could happen. And so it was so improbable. And then I always just say this, like when you get to Omaha, it's just like, baseball is baseball. Like, you just never know what's going to happen. There's some weird stuff happens. It's one of the strangest sports that we cover. Of course, that's just kind of the deal. It's a game of failure, as the players always like to tell us. And so you just see a lot of great ball teams go up there and just not have a great game, and then that's the end. You lose two and you're out. And so it just, you kind of didn't believe it, especially because I was up there in 2017 when they had an amazing team. I've been there in 2013 when they had probably the best team that I've seen with my own two eyes in person. And so you just go, well, Omaha, it can eat you up. You just, whoever's playing the best that week or those 2 weeks. And wouldn't you know, LSU really did play their best baseball at the end of the season.
Well, so baseball is that, like you were saying. So the other sports, very rarely, right? You can't duplicate a David Tyree. You just can't, you know, you're never going to, you couldn't do that again if you tried, right? So the other sports get very rarely lucky. Once in a while, you get a, you know, a tipped interception or a tipped catcher that decides a game, but very rarely does that happen. But in baseball, right, you can have a, you know, a ball that's going to be the game-winning base hit, and the guy makes an amazing catch. Or you hit it on the nose, and it's an out. Or you can hit a blooper that ends up, you know, winning the ball game. So it's a very, it is, you're right. It is an opposite sport of generally the others, I think.
Yeah, and like, I guess, you know, basketball, some shooters, they can go through cold streaks, but it's just nothing quite as mentally daunting as, you know, hitting a curveball and hitting some of these nasty sliders or hitting Paul Skeens. Even professionals right now can't do that. So you're right. It's just baseball is just, it's one of the weirdest games. And that's what to me, that's one of the things that makes it so endearing to cover.
All right. So it is LSU at Florida State. So are we sending Bean Gang Boucher to Orlando?
We are making plans. You know, we're going to, of course, be there and have Go Nation coverage always.
Do we need to make T-shirts?
I would love to make T-shirts. Yeah, you got this thing going with the T-shirt.
We should get the T-shirts rolling. All right, I'll get a T-shirt done. All right, Big Game Boucher.
Okay.
All right.
I'll wear it.
Absolutely. All right, Brian Holland from NBC 33 and Fox 44 in Baton Rouge. Thanks, B. Holland. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
It's an extra large, David. Extra large.
Yes, I understand that.
thanks, man.
All right. B. Holland a little bit. I won't say girth. He's just a bigger guy than I am. Look, I think he's like 6'2", 6'3".
Letting you know. Make sure you get my size right if you're going to make some shirts.
That's right. All right. So Chessie Boucher is the sports reporter and weekend anchor for Fox 33. But she seems to do all of the work on the road. Right? Mm. She was the one covering LSU in Omaha and in Dallas. And so, you know, when it's a big game, Chessie Boucher is there. That's why we call her Big Game Boucher.
Okay.
All right. So it's not like it's LSU-ULM. There's nothing big about that.
Yeah, no, zero.
LSU-Florida State, it's Big Game Boucher. All right, we'll make some T-shirts up. All right. Dave Schultz, Linda Burton, wrapping up hour number one. And top of the hour, Danny Reed will preview the Georgia Southern Eagles. We continue to preview the Sun Belt on a Yacht Rock Wednesday afternoon sports chat, 103.3. The GOAT. I couldn't retrieve it. Said to myself, what's it all about? Now I know there can be no doubt. You can do magic. You can have Lafayette Roofing, from the roof to the roots of Acadiana. We know issues with your roof can be intimidating and maybe even expensive. But not if you call Lafayette Roofing. Big or small, we handle it all at a price you can afford. We also offer our standard 5-year labor and materials warranty. Lafayette Roofing takes pride in being in the heart of Acadiana and the official roofing company of your Ragin' Cajuns. So if you need a roof, who else would you call? Call Lafayette Roofing. Our name says it all. 237-ROOF. That's 237-7663.
To your left, our new exhibit, Monarchs of Springfield. And right here, we have our empty tour guide stand.
The last time Bryn hired someone is ancient history.
Sir, excuse me, that's not part of the exhibit.
They need tour guides who know the museum ropes.
Hey, kid, you like wearing khakis? I got a job for you.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
That's Mike saying good morning. It's the best he can do right now. Yeah, not a cloud in the sky. What Mike could use is a fresh start and Irish Spring body wash. The fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset Mike needs. Now he's ready
to go to work.
It's Sunday. Irish Spring. When the spring hits you, you're ready.
Pick up Irish Spring today.
Ernie Johnson and Charles Barkley welcoming you back to Susan's cubicle here in Accounts Payable. What an afternoon of nonstop bookkeeping action, Charles. Are you kidding me? She set herself a reminder to get out of that chair and move.
That's a smart use of a timeout.
She's somehow still reading her emails while getting her heart rate up and moving her muscles. Healthy habits that could lower your risk of cancer.
Uh-oh, it's Karen from the IT department.
This is a wrinkle no one saw coming. She means well, but she just derailed the yoga class down in accounts receivable.
There she goes with one of her usual distractions.
But Susan just tosses her a no-look way.
That's a crazy move.
Let's watch that again. She's stretching, and there's the effortless side wave.
Susan's putting on a clinic.
Susan from Accounts Payable. Dominated. Just get moving. It helps in the prevention of so many cancers.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Mess with the goat. You'll get the horns, then the butt. Because that's what goats do. 103.3, the goat.
Dave Schultz. Why does that go right to, that goes right to my computer? I don't understand. All right. I don't understand technology. All right. Dave Schultz, Linda Burton on 103.3 The GOAT. Yeah, it has been, I mean, it was a pretty good year for the Raging Cajuns, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, they did. Made the tournament.
The only bad thing is they went to Shreveport.
Mm.
Nobody wants to go to Shreveport.
Yeah.
You got to be turning down the Independence Bowl. No, I'd rather not go. Nobody, no, and then it and then the trip turned into a disaster. It was freezing. Bathrooms in the stadium were frozen. No elevator. and they lost. But the basketball team made the NCAA tournament, won the Sun Belt Conference Championship. The golf team won the Sun Belt Conference Championship. They went to the NCAAs. Softball went to the Super Regionals.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball makes a run at the end of the year, ends up in the NCAA tournament. Pretty good run. Pretty good run. Not winning national championships. I get it. But, you know, that's, you know. We'll see. It is. And I still believe that. And it's okay. Right? I think, you know, LSU women caught a break by not playing South Carolina.
Yeah,
right?
They did. Yeah,
okay. It is what it is.
But, hey, it worked out.
Well, that's okay. Right? Yeah. That's not their fault. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't say on the championship trophy we caught a break. But
now they're even better, so they can beat a team like South Carolina. They just matched up poorly with them last year.
Right. Right. Correct. No. It'll be interesting to see, you know, again, because I remember not seeing the main, you know, Baton Rouge media. Jacques was there. He's always there. And actually, Chessa and Brian were in Nashville. Okay. I guess there was one other guy. So, yeah. But it just didn't seem like there was a whole lot of LSU media there because it'd been nonstop. Right? Yeah. From the women's national championship, college softball, college baseball.
We had a good summer with Louisiana sports.
Yeah. Right? I mean, you get the July 4th weekend, and then, you know, all of a sudden it's SEC media days in 10 days. So, unless you got your vacation then, you may not have been able to get it in. All right, 269-1077, 269-1077. What were the other big news of the day? Did we get Russell Gage? If you haven't heard, Russell Gage went down, apparently. Let's see what ESPN headlines are. For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, sources say Russell Gage has season-ending injury. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have concerns over the Jets' O-line. But they asked him, he's like, I can't worry about the stuff that I don't have any input in. And he said, I don't have any input who plays left or right as of yet. He kind of left that door open. All right. We got this. We've been following this since it's happened, right? Bob Huggins enters program to resolve drunk driving arrest.
Oh.
He enters a program. That's it. Huggins was assessed $2,810 in court fees, including $300 for an alcohol highway safety program. His driver's license was suspended for at least 60 days. You got to be kidding me. Has entered a 12-month diversion program to resolve a drunk driving arrest.
Not good. Not
He went
good.
From Morgantown to Pittsburgh hammered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeesh. And he's getting a minor slap on the wrist.
Oof, when you're famous. Dude should be suspended forever.
Lucky he's not in jail. He's incredibly lucky he didn't kill himself or somebody else.
Yeah, facts.
And we all thought that he was a Tay-Tay fan, but he just happened to be in Pittsburgh. That was a coincidence.
Driving around.
He got caught in the median.
Mm-hmm.
Not great.
Oof, that's horrible.
Not great. All right. Davante Adams got banged up a little bit, but he's okay. And who else came back for Kansas City? Wide receiver today.
Let's see. Let me look that up. Let's see, Kansas City.
He was okay. They thought he had an issue yesterday or the day before, but he was back practicing today. Let's see if you can find out. Alex Scarborough on ESPN.com asking, can LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels make a Joe Burrow jump? I mean, that's a lot. He's going to go from 17 touchdowns to 60?
That is a hell of a lot.
I mean, wouldn't we be happy if he had 30?
Yeah, definitely.
Plus, you know, somewhere around the 6 to 8 touchdowns on the ground?
Oh, it was a random. You don't know who this is. Cornell Powell?
That's not it.
Oh, well,
I'll find it. All right, when we come back, Danny Reed previewing Georgia Southern. We'll continue to preview Sun Belt, SEC, and the pros.
Who? Kadarius Toney.
No, that's not it either. Back after this, Dave Schultz, Leonard Burton, 103.3 The Goat.
We're waiting for the sunlight. When I feel cold, you warm me. And when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me.
Mess with the goat. You'll get the horns, then the butt. Because that's what goats do. 103.3 The Goat.
John Wayne Prejean of John Wayne's Body and Paint. I've been hearing a lot about Nano of Acadiana. What is that?
Nano of Acadiana is the installer of Nano Ceramic Protect products.
Oh, that's Nano Joe Oquan and his bunch. Nano Joe, what's been your experience with Nano Ceramic Protect?
I had one lady had a brand new Honda Civic, and she dropped it off. It looked amazing, brand new. But whenever she got back that Thursday, she came into the office, and I could see the glow in her face. She's telling her husband, I can't believe that it could look as good as it looks.
Now that's impressive. If you'd like to get to know Nano Joe and see just how much your car can shine with the protected finish, contact Nano of Acadiana. You can find him at 102 Speed Pro Lane in Scott or give him a call at 445-3660. You can even check him out on Facebook at Nano of Acadiana. You too will be impressed when you've taken it to Nano Joe at Nano of Acadiana. 102 Speed Pro Lane in Scott. On Facebook at Nano of Acadiana.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Right now you're thinking, Comparian? Never heard of them. We know. We also know that you have no idea that Comparian Insurance Agents are local and provide expert advice. So to help it stick, we're going to say local agent 4 times in the next 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Our local agents know you and your community. Our local agents offer insurance from top carriers. Our local agents have minty fresh breath.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com. Comparian Insurance Agency. Local agents. Expert advice.
And there's number 4.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles, and access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts.
Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at PVA.org.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
103.3 The GOAT.
Yeah, that's the one.